Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Ms. Bailey Cormier of Nashville, Tennessee. Now, as she says, her goal was to splurge on a little something online that can be a little luxurious for herself, and why not? Because the luxury retailer Saks Fifth Avenue, they'd actually emailed her a coupon for a percentage off an online purchase. So what do you think she ordered? You are 100% correct when you said a blue Mediterranean ashtray. Quick side note, she even says, I don't want the judgment. I'm not even a smoker. It's just a beautiful piece. And if you do not put your cigarettes in it, right? So it's that kind of thing. Anyway, so she decided to get a blue Mediterranean ashtray from Dolce & Gabbana.
Ooh, well, all right.
That's going to be a little bit more pricey.
Exactly. Well, believe it or not, it retails for $275 if you were to just buy it. But she did get that bit of the discount, so she ordered it. And after her order was delivered, she says she opened her Saks branded package, pulled out the Dolce & Gabbana box, removed the cellophane wrapping, and instead of her blue Mediterranean ashtray, she received a can of tuna fish in natural spring water, if it matters. Oh, yeah. She posted the whole video, showed the picture.
Damn.
She reached out to Saks Fifth Avenue. They said all the right things. Hey, our bad. We don't know how it happened. We'll make sure you get your blue Mediterranean ashtray, whatever that is. But yeah, it was a... And the worst part about it is she posted the picture. It's not like Starkist or Bumblebee or anything. It literally just says tuna fish in spring water.
God. I was going to ask, what brand?
There was no brand. That's what I wanted to know. So yeah, what they think happened is one of the people packing the merchandise probably stole her ashtray, replaced it with a tuna can because it's about the same weight.
Yep.
Re-cellophaned it and then sent it to the house, hoping that she wouldn't make a big deal out of it. But she's like, nah, I'm making a deal out of it. So Saks is doing what they can to make sure she gets her blue Mediterranean ashtray. So that you expect this and you get a can of tuna fish from Saks Fifth Avenue. Congrats. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola bitola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook to police, everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Aaron, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I sure do. But I want to first say something that I really appreciate. I won tickets to the Rolling Stones.
Oh, damn.
And I'm going on the 15th. And I won them on the Daily Show. And so it was super amazing. So I want to say thank you for that.
Well, you should thank them. They don't give us those kind of tickets.
Yeah, man. I mean, we weren't offered that.
We're here. That's all morning show stuff.
We got screwed.
We're people. We like stuff to give away.
I mean, I'd like to go to the show, too. And we know all of those people personally never offer
the
tickets.
Hey, by the way, that ain't a cheap ticket, man.
No.
That's something very cool to win.
I know. And I won them about a month ago, and I'm so excited to go. And I had to take time off of work, which I'm super excited about. And
Aaron, despite whatever Ted says, they put on a great show.
When is that show, man? When is it coming up?
15th.
Of May?
May 15th.
Wow. Get out of here.
Damn. Okay.
Or 13, 15, something like that. I just had to take it off of work. But I went out to grab my phone, and I want to tell you this. There's two things I want to tell you before we play the show, and I'll be real fast. Went out to my restaurant, because I run a restaurant, and I've talked to you guys several times. And I went out and got my Yukon XL stolen. I walked out to put out my recycling bin in Tacoma at the Tacoma Mall, and somebody broke into my Yukon XL and stole it, and it had my cell phone in it, so I had to go to Metro get a new phone. And also, I did, from the last segment, this is the last thing I want to say, is I did a Zoom meeting once in a shower. I put on one of those swim shirts, and I did a full blown Zoom meeting as a joke in the shower.
So that's exactly why you got your truck stolen. Karma.
Mm. I like that move, man. All right, Eric.
Do you mind if I put the license plate number out there? I don't care if you mind. I mean, it was just stolen this morning.
Well, throw it out there.
It's 167YGF, and it was stolen from the Tacoma Mall.
All right, just look for a 14-year-old in Vancouver, Washington. Yeah, you're going to find
that. Sounds about right. Or the next smash and grab.
Yeah, don't worry. They're not going to put him in jail.
All right, Aaron.
All right, let's play.
You got your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Well, you know, I think I want to go with hit me with your best shot.
All right, we go to Indianapolis, Indiana, where a woman called 911 around 5 p.m. last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. Now, she was concerned because she had three kids in the car, and also she's pregnant. So as she explained it, she was making a right-hand turn when another driver turned left in front of her. Now, she admitted to shouting at the other driver, but the other driver then brake-checked her, flashed a gun, and then tailed her. Now, she said the other driver, who's also a female, then threw something at her, and it covered her and her car. The other driver then sideswiped her and pointed her gun at her again. Now, eventually, she left with no further incident, but cops managed to track her down. So she was arrested for intimidation and pointing a firearm. But the question is, what did this petty lunatic throw at the woman's car? Was it a bucket of chicken? A bottle of urine? Two soiled diapers? Or spaghetti? So a bucket of chicken, a bottle of urine, two soiled diapers, or spaghetti?
My first instinct was to say urine, but for some odd reason, I'm going to go with spaghetti.
All right, spaghetti it is.
I really like bucket of chicken. Although I would never do that in disrespect. A bucket of fried chicken.
Yeah, I would not either.
That would not be the first thing that I would grab. It'd be the last thing I grab. But I just think that's so ridiculous.
I'm with him. For whatever reason, as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, he threw spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Okay.
What did this woman throw at the other lady's car? A bucket of chicken, a bottle of urine, two solid soiled diapers, or spaghetti? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories hit me with your best shot on profile. This woman called 911 after a road rage incident where her kids were in the car. She's pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Other driver actually hit her car, threw something at her while brandishing a gun. Question is, what did she throw at the other car? A bucket of chicken, a bottle of urine, two soiled diapers, or spaghetti?
And that is a question that we pose to you three gentlemen. Miles Montgomery, you went with a bucket of chicken because the good news is no one would do that.
Thank
you
God.
You got a full bucket of chicken. You're eating that ass.
Glad I'm wrong.
Aaron, you agree with D. Ted Smith. D. Ted Smith agreed with you. Doesn't matter. Both of you said spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
You're correct. And by the way, it was sauce and all.
Yes.
Sauce and all.
Well, nobody drives around with just cooked spaghetti. It's got to already have sauce on it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
I still wouldn't give it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just frustrated.
I know, but there's got to be something in your car. Like that half-eaten roll of Lifesavers that's been sitting in the glove compartment for a year and a half. Like, throw that at them.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, people are back from vacation. Your choices today, you got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert.
Colbert.
Is he back to Colbert?
No, it's Colbert.
All right.
I don't think it ever was. I just say it.
Or Ted Schmeiff.
That'd be the Ted Schmeiff.
Or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. Our fans have talented teams of writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some bumblebees can last underwater for up to a week, a new study has shown. According to one of the study's authors, the study was surprising because they're terrestrial organisms and not designed to be underwater. Thank you. Not really sure we needed science to tell us that.
Myers.
Kimmel.
Colbert.
Some bumblebees can survive underwater for up to a week, a new study has shown. According to one of the study's authors, the result was surprising because, quote, these are terrestrial organisms. They are not really designed to be underwater. Thank you. Not sure we needed science to point that out. Looking forward to the next research paper. Huh, I guess koalas aren't supposed to go in the freezer.
A story that's shocking people. Lead singer of Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, has admitted to, quote, getting away with murder as he reveals he slept with maybe 100 women during the 80s while married. The only people not shocked by this are people who lived through the 80s.
D. Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all right.
Come on, get real, dude. Have you been to a Bon Jovi concert?
You're Bon Jovi in the 80s. Like, yeah, you're getting all the ass you can get, man.
Chipotle recently told some employees that they cannot have chicken for their meals because of high customer demand. Also, due to high customer demand, employees cannot have the bathroom key.
Myers or
Fallon?
Myers.
The restaurant chain Chipotle reportedly told employees last week they could not have chicken for their own meals because of high customer demand. Also, due to high customer demand, employees can't have the bathroom key.
American Airlines keeps mistaking a 101-year-old woman for a baby because its system can't process her age. Oh, because it's like, isn't she cute? She's 1,200 months.
Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
Guys, I heard that American Airlines keeps mistaking a 101-year-old woman for a baby because its system can't process her age. Kids are like, isn't she cute? She's 1,200 months.
According to a new survey, a third of public school teachers believe that schools should install metal detectors. The other two-thirds are concerned their flasks will set them off.
Fallon. Myers.
That's Seth.
According to a new survey, a third of public school teachers believe that schools should install metal detectors. The other two-thirds are concerned their flasks will set it off.
So, Ted, I did the NBA basketball game thing last night. Watched that. Watched the Lakers lose. And then
So did I.
Just searching around. And I never stop on Hulu, which I have, through the Disney bundle ESPN Hulu package, right? So the first thing that pops up is the Bon Jovi mini documentary series.
All right, yeah.
So the first one was like 50 minutes. I watched that last night. Growing up, Bon Jovi, it's not that I did not like Bon Jovi.
They weren't cool.
It was just, there was something about the music where I was like, it's fine. It's the pop metal of the day.
They were the Nickelback, I want to say.
But even at the time, I liked Def Leppard better. I liked Motley Crue better. But that documentary, I've only watched one. Going to watch another tonight. It's really captivating. Like, I'm really looking forward to going and watching the second episode of this.
And I feel like that's one of those random bands where you almost know more about, like, the other guys of the band than you do John.
I didn't realize how great of a drummer Tico Torres, like, all these different things that I never even...
But he hired, like, session guys, right?
He hired, Richie Sambora, this is where episode two starts. He just comes in and sits down at the very end of the first episode, and he says, all right, I'm here. And they're like, and he's like, what do you want me to say, man? Do you want me to make up crap, or do you want me to tell you the truth? And then they cut. So... Like, he just got introduced to the second episode, so...
I mean, right, I was a child in the 80s, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I go to high school, right, starting 96, but I mean, I didn't know any girls that didn't love Bon Jovi.
Oh, God. It's impossible.
I don't know if that's an East Coast thing. I don't know if it was as big out here, but I mean, it's just the honest truth. And then, frankly, like, as we got older and, like, started going to, like, hanging out and stuff, there were just some of those songs you sang in bars.
And you see the shots of Bon Jovi playing these festivals and everything else, and it's just a sea of people losing their minds. And
correct.
I never saw Bon Jovi, so
I
never was in that camp. But I'm looking at that like, wow, these guys really did rule the world for...
And he's a big sports guy. He's a big football guy.
A decade, at least.
He used to own, I think...
Soul.
The Soul, Philadelphia Soul. Yeah, I mean...
Look, good for him. There's one thing I can say. If you listen to the songs, but if you listen to the actual music and what each player in the band plays, you can kind of tell they're session musicians. There's a certain perfection and a certain pop twist they put on everything. And that'll put it to the forefront. Look, I'm a bass player. Long and short, I'm a bass player, so I'm always going to listen to a bass player. And I listen to this guy's bass lines, and I'm like, you worked in the studio more than you played live. You can just tell by what you choose to do, and you clearly take studio/producer's direction because you're playing the exact right thing.
Plus, they had an album called Slippery When Wet.
You know what I mean?
Right, they weren't trying to, like, cover it up.
And the producer and the director's credit of this documentary. They are in between all these flashbacks to Asbury Park and to Bruce Springsteen and all these influences when they started out. They jump forward to John Bon Jovi trying to get his voice back and trying to do rehearsals with a band as they're set to try to go out on tour. And John Bon Jovi, like he says at the microphone, he's like, dude, we have no problem going out and doing an hour and 40 minutes. He's like, I can nail that every night. He's like, but I'm from New Jersey, man. He's like, we play for 2.5 hours. You know, his role models were, you know, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band and, you know, all these, you know, different bands that went out. And that was at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, you don't remember that. Those bands played for 3 hours at a bar. They were the entertainment for the night. So one of the reasons that those bands go out and play so long is because, like, yes, Friday night is what they're paying us for.
Bon Jovi night, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just watch. It's got to be interesting, though. This is the guy's that, I mean.
Yeah, check it out. I promise you I won't do you wrong on that one.
All right. Let's see. Conan O'Brien, we all know him.
Yes.
So we saw him a couple weeks, or like a month or two ago. He was on Hot Ones,
mm-hmm.
right? Where they eat all the hot. But like Conan was going nuts. He wasn't just like eating the wings. He's like chugging the sauce and this and that. So obviously people were a little interested. Like I said, playing a game of chandeliers once, I saw a guy swallow a quarter. And we kept checking on him. And he just looks at me and goes, I've never had more people interested in my bowel movements than I have the last 3 days. It's like, well, did you pass the quarter? So basically, he just said, he was on his podcast talking, he was like, he was like talking about how much everybody said, you know, there was going to be a little sting ring, if you will. Yeah. Said he had incredibly runny eyes, a sore mouth, and a burning wedding ring from the hot sauce that got stuck underneath.
Wedding ring, I like.
Yeah, I mean, how could he not?
You know, but I get it. Like, look, you're a comic. That's who you are by nature. So if you're going to do something like that, you're going to go all in, even though the rest of us know. But part of the reason you want to watch it is because we know the aftermath is going to be considerable, man.
Right, and to Conan's credit, like, when he's on there, you know, the guy, I forget the guy's name, it's Sean something, but he's even like, and Conan's like, I'm not putting on an act. Like, this is just the way I am.
Yeah.
Right, super kind of an intense dude, and he was a writer and you know, hosted shows for a year. Actually, we have a funny clip when he was writing for SNL. He would talk about sneaking over to the other sets and writing on Letterman's desk.
They had like a covering over his desk to protect it. Our studios were at 9. He was in 6A, which is the studio I eventually took over, but I didn't know that was going to happen. And I would sit at Dave's desk, and I had Dave's perspective, and I would sit there, and I would work on a sketch. And then this crazy situation develops, 1 in a billion chance where I get a chance to audition for that show and then get it. But if you had told me that when I was sitting behind Dave's desk as a Saturday Night Live writer, I'd have said there's no way.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, too. It's like we're used to Seth Meyers, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's kept that spot at NBC for a while. But, like, the CBS ones rotate, right? And, like, I don't know. It's almost like something with that 12:30 spot is tougher to stay involved or stay in it.
Yeah.
I think Seth Meyers did SNL for so long, he probably likes
that. They gave it to him, right? And he goes,
and
yeah.
Kind of likes, I mean, I would assume, right? Because he makes, you know, he's got kids and stuff. Like, he probably likes the, what am I looking for? Like, the consistency of that, as opposed to having to do a live show on Saturday Night Live at 11:30
right,
at night.
Yeah. You also have to remember we know Lorne Michaels from SNL. I mean, basically, that has been his creation his entire life.
Yeah.
But his next biggest accomplishment, down from that, is the way that he puts people in that late-night spot. And he's always had an influence. There's a reason that Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, mm-hmm. Conan O'Brien, all those guys that go through that pipeline have ended up or had the chance to have that position.
Right. He has a lot of pull at NBC.
He does.
Right, that's why I think the CBS one changes. But like Ferguson, I loved Ferguson.
Oh, he was great.
Right, but then he was just like, I don't want to do it anymore.
He wanted
to do other stuff. What's his name that's doing it now? Keeps talking about like, all right, I'm done with, you know, he was going to move on. James Corden.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know if it's just different. And I get it, it's maybe those guys, they were newer to American audiences.
Maybe.
I mean, even when you look at Trevor Noah from The Daily Show, like, he's still a massive comedian stuff and wanted to go do other things. I did see an interview with Ferguson the other day, just doing a podcast with somebody. And I'm just like, God, that guy is just funny.
He is. He's absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, and they were BSing about the skeletons. And he's like, I still got him in my house in, like, this room or whatever.
All the guys he bring out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ferguson's another one of those dudes that I don't know. I have a weird obsession with people that either had a tough life, either, you know, were too much boozers or drugs or whatever. Yeah. But the fact that that guy was stone sober and basically made a show for stoners at night with all those puppets and the skeleton.
He walked back in and out of the shot. Like, yeah, he would just disappear from camera for like, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I just think it's awesome that he was like, well, listen, I had to get sober, but I remember what I liked when I was smoking weed, so let's do that. Miles, you mentioned it. I did watch some NBA basketball. There's some more playoffs going on. You still have the NHL playoffs happening right now if you want to check that out tonight. Or, hell, maybe watch the Jon Bon Jovi doc over on Hulu.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It really isn't. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Drunk man hits a tree. Tree gets stuck in the truck. So the drunk man, he just decides to drive the tree home. Meanwhile, a drunk man goes to Yellowstone and gets a kick where the buffalo roam. Little girl said she had monsters in her room. Turns out it was 60,000 bees. California man walks into a restaurant with a sword and leaves with a Maui Island breeze. And a woman is pulled over without a license and on drugs. So she throws her sister under the bus. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, Tom. So we go to Charlotte, North Carolina, where a monster in the closet was a little more real than parents thought. A couple's 3-year-old daughter came to them one night worked up about a monster that was making noise from her closet. Knowing how kids are and having shown her Monsters, Inc. recently, they took the parent route and offered her an anti-monster spray bottle and sent her back to bed.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty good.
Right, not a bad call. But the incessant monsters continued tormenting her night after night, and she continued to inform her parents that they were indeed taunting her from her closet. It wasn't until one of them noticed a swarm of bees near an access point to the attic that they came up with what exactly she was hearing. They hired a pest control company, which unearthed a massive beehive that the horde had spent the last 8 months building, unhindered, by the way, housing 60,000 bees.
She probably heard like a ghostly hum in the walls.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So they've since worked to remove the unwanted home feature.
And now they know for a fact there is a monster in the wall. All right, the bees are gone. That thing going, I'm watching you sleep. Yeah, it's a monster.
No, it wasn't the bees at all.
I know bees, Mom and Dad. I'm saying the monster.
I see you.
In other news, over in Michigan, an 18-year-old got a rude awakening as he came to behind the wheel. The young man woke up at a local gas station and was greeted by police officers who quickly took him to the hospital. Officers had gotten a call about the man after a witness found him passed out behind the wheel at a gas station, believing that he had been driving while intoxicated.
Why would they think that, Mike?
It was mostly due to the fact that there was a good-sized tree lodged into the front bumper of the truck.
Damn. That picture is unbelievable.
It's incredible. Because, you know, it's not like a full-on evergreen that he ran into, but this is definitely like one of those front yard trees.
Yeah. Least, man. I mean, like, it's not a small tree. It does not have a small circumference. Like, wow.
Right.
Man.
He took a feature out of the They don't know where the tree came from. They don't know how far he drove without this thing. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He blacked out. He woke up behind the wheel. All of a sudden, he's surrounded by cops, and he's like, why is there a tree in my truck?
That's why we're here.
Right. Kinda. Like, damn, bro. Yeah, good one.
And you're 18.
No, he was 18.
That's what I'm saying. You're underage.
Oh, underage.
So
yeah.
Everything leading up to this is bad.
Yeah, good work.
You're old enough to be charged as an adult, but you don't think you're adult enough to be able to drink. It was some kind of smaller SUV, if I remember.
No, it was like a mid-2000s F-150, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, yeah.
It was a decent little truck. It was your average 18-year-old truck.
Run over it. Forever a tree, it still goes.
Exactly. Yeah, bulletproof.
Ford should at least advertise that. We don't encourage you to drink and drive. But just so you know, you can hit a tree, uproot it, and drive with it.
Right.
This truck, Ford Tough.
You saw the picture?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Jesus, dude.
Speaking of driving under the influence, we go to the UK, where a young lady got a troubling note in the mail. She had retrieved the mail and opened a letter addressed to her that was a notice to appear in court. The charges that she was facing was for the crime of driving three times over the legal limit under the influence of marijuana and reaching speeds of 100 miles per hour on the freeway. She contacted local authorities and disputed the charges, claiming that she had been home the entire night, and she actually was telling the truth. She did not do any of that. She was home that entire night. After a little digging, officers discovered that the true culprit wasn't too far from home, as it was actually her sister that had committed the crime that night and had given the officers her name instead of her own. The sister now faces additional charges.
We might hear about that again tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Side note, great move. I'm my sister.
Hey, but they bought it up until the sister goes, look, I do not know what you're talking about.
I just...
Idaho, I have questions.
And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully there's good news.
Down to Oregon, where the fourth largest Powerball win in history has been claimed. The massive $1.3 billion jackpot was claimed by a couple and their friend near the Salem area. But the good news gets even better. It has to get a little bit worse first, but one of the winners is a Laotian immigrant who's been battling cancer for the last 8 years. He told local media that he plans to use the money from the win toward providing for his family and getting himself a good doctor that'll hopefully be able to put the cancer monkey behind him.
I mean, that's good.
The cancer monkey. I don't know why that makes me smile. It's not. I saw the guy last night. Just saying.
Look out, it's the cancer monkey.
That's bananas.
Oh, damn it, Miles. Bedroom Sports. Good news for fans that stayed to the final out of last night's Mariner game. The boys were caught in a pitcher's duel that came down to the bottom of the ninth with the Mariners down 1-0. But then, Mitch Garver with a 2-run walk-off ball wins it for the Mariners to take game one of the series against the Braves. That series continues tonight at 6:40 over en route with Castillo getting the start over
that
on the
thing,
mound.
That thing got out fast.
It did.
It was out fast.
That's one of those highlight reels. I love when you see that ball leave the bat and he just flips that bat. Like,
no outfielder moved. Nope. Nobody moved. He just went, game over.
Game over. The outfield just started walking right in like, doggone it, we gave it up.
Damn, Monday.
Yeah. In the NHL playoffs, the Panthers took the series against the Lightning last night to move them into round two. Meanwhile, Boston looks to put it away against the Maple Leafs in game five tonight on Right Now over on ESPN, which will move on over into game five between the Jets and the Avalanche, with Colorado leading that series 3-1. You've also got Game 5 of the Hurricanes and Islanders on TBS and Max right now, with Carolina leading that series 3-1. Looking to punch their ticket to the next round. And that'll move into Game 5 between the Canucks and Predators, with Vancouver also leading 3-1. Looking a little one-sided in the realm of NHL playoffs here.
A little bit.
For the NBA playoffs, yeah. Denver and Oklahoma City won their respective series and will move into the next round, eliminating the Pelicans and the Lakers. TNT has a couple games on tonight. Currently airing the 76ers and Knicks for the Game 5, with the Knicks leading the series 3-1. And that'll move into the Pacers and Bucks, with Indiana looking for the upset, leading the series 3-1. You've also got Game 5 in the tied series between Orlando Magic and Cleveland Cavaliers, and that'll be over on NBA TV. As far as your weather, clear skies are expected to stick around tonight. Into tomorrow, we're going to expect some sunshine and 60-degree weather, man. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Metallica tickets every day in May starts tomorrow, 7:20, with the Daily Migs Morning Show.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.